Foundations English Listening Test 1. There are three sections to this exam. You will hear Section 1, Parts 1 and 2, only once. The recording will not be repeated. You will hear Sections 2 and 3 twice. You can write your answers on the question paper, but at the end of the exam, you must transfer your answers onto the answer sheet at the back. You will be given 10 minutes to transfer your answers. Section 1, Part 1. You will hear two people talking. Listen to the conversation and answer the questions for Part 1. You now have a few moments to look at Part 1. Remember, you will only hear this part once. Listen to Part 1.
Good morning. My wife and I, that's Mr. and Mrs. Foote, have an appointment with one of your agents at 11 a.m.
Ah, yes, Mr. and Mrs. Foote, 11 o'clock with Mr. Black. Please come this way. Mr. Black, Mr. and Mrs. Foote are here.
Hello, pleased to meet you. Do sit down. Now, how can I help you?
My wife and I are interested in buying a house in the area, and a friend of ours recommended you. She bought a flat overlooking the marina a few months ago. Her name was Jane.
Ah, yes, Jane Morris. A very pleasant woman. Yes, she really liked the marina flats. Is that where you want to buy something?
No, I don't think so. The marina is very nice, but it's a bit far from the shops. I want to be near the centre of town, and we want to be near the golf course. So we've decided that something in between, like Garden Park, would suit us. You know, not in town and not on the beach or the golf course, but near to all of them and with a garden.
Ah, yes, Garden Park. Very nice area. They've got a lot of different types of places there, studios, different kinds of flats. But of course you said a garden, so you'll be thinking of a villa?
Yes, we want a three-bedroom villa with a decent-sized garden. Not too big, but big enough to enjoy.
Garden Park is a very popular area. How much are you thinking of spending?
Well, we're prepared to go to 700,000 or 800,000. Say 750,000.
Oh, well, if you've got 750,000, you'll have a lot to choose from. Let me show you some details, and then we can go and look at some of the properties. Now, here's a nice three-bedroom villa with a swimming pool.
That is the end of Part 1. You now have a few moments to read the questions for Part 2. You will only hear this once. Listen to Part 2.
Hello? Ace Insurance. Can I help you?
Yes. I want to insure a villa that I'm buying.
Very good, sir. Let me take down a few details. Have you dealt with us before?
Yes. Yes, I have. My name is Foote. Peter Foote.
Ah, Mr. Foote. Let me just access the details on my screen. There we are. Peter Thomas Foote. Your old house was Teffler's Reward in the new town.
Yes, that's right.
Good. So, your new house. First, the address is...
Yes, well, it hasn't got a name. It's 17 Garden Park.
17 Garden Park. Oh yes, I know the area well. Very nice. And how much do you want to insure it for?
850,000 dirhams.
850,000 dirhams. Good. Now, Do you want additional insurance for the house contents? I mean, do you want to insure the furniture, tables and chairs, carpets, items like your wife's jewellery?
How much will that cost?
Well, insurance for the building is 0.5%. However, if you add contents insurance as well, it will cost you 0.8%. You will also have to supply a list of items in the house worth more than 5,000 dirhams.
Right. I'll take the insurance with the extra cover for 0.8%.
Very sensible, Mr. Foote. Now, when do you want the insurance to start?
Tomorrow. I'm signing the papers tomorrow morning.
Right. Well, we can do that, but I'm afraid that new orders from head office means that we must be paid before the insurance starts. I can do this over the phone if you can pay by credit card.
Of course. That's not a problem.
Excellent. May I take the details of your card? Which card is it?
MasterCard.
MasterCard. Good. And the number?
4379-6100-3366-9412.
4379-6100-3366-9412. And your name, as it appears on the card?
Peter T. Foote.
And the expiry date?
0106.
0106. That's it. I'll make out the papers immediately. I hope you enjoy living in your new house, Mr. Foote. Oh, Mr. Foote, one last thing. Have you got an email address?
Yes, of course. It's Bigfoot, that's one word in uppercase, BIGFOOT, at emirates.net.ae.
That's uppercase BIGFOOT at emirates.net.ae.
Thank you very much. See you soon. Goodbye.
Goodbye.
That is the end of Section 1, Part 2. Section 2. You will hear three news items. For items 1 and 2, choose the correct answer A, B, or C. For the third section, you must decide if the statements are true or false. The newsreader will not stop, but at the end, the recording will be repeated. You now have a few moments to read the questions for Section 2. Now listen to Section 2.
Rack, car theft. A man whose favorite color is white was arrested by the Rack police for stealing 11 white cars. The 19-year-old man waited at supermarkets. When someone left their car with the engine running, he jumped in and drove it away. Over a period of 6 months, he stole 11 different types of cars, but only white ones. He took all the cars into the mountains, where he stripped them of all their accessories, like radios, wheels, and tool kits, and sold them in the souk. Alain marrying late. Khamis bin Hamouda is 130 years old. He is fit, healthy, and happy with his life, but he has one regret. Khamis did not marry until he was 60, and now he feels he left it too late. When he was a young man, Khamis was a sailor, and he was away so much that he didn't find time to get married until he was almost an old man. He later married a second wife, but only had one daughter from his two marriages. He now lives in Alain in a house given to him by the government. He also gets a pension. Every month he receives 3,400 dirhams, which is enough for him to buy everything he needs. Hong Kong. An Indian man who tried to sneak into Hong Kong inside a suitcase, carried by another traveler, was sent to prison yesterday for 18 months. The man, Raja Kamran, was deported from Hong Kong 6 months ago for illegal business activities. Last month, he flew into China and then caught a bus to the border, where he made a deal with another man to get him across the border. He bought a large suitcase, measuring 81 centimeters by 55 centimeters, and locked himself inside. The border officials were suspicious because of the unusual large size of the suitcase and ordered it to be opened. The man who carried the suitcase pleaded innocent, saying that he did not know what was inside the suitcase. He said he thought it was very heavy because he believed it contained books. The authorities have not decided about him yet. His case comes up next month.
Now listen again to section 2.
Rack, car theft. A man whose favorite color is white was arrested by the Rack police for stealing 11 white cars. The 19-year-old man waited at supermarkets. When someone left their car with the engine running, he jumped in and drove it away. Over a period of 6 months, he stole 11 different types of cars, but only white ones. He took all the cars into the mountains, where he stripped them of all their accessories, like radios, wheels, and tool kits, and sold them in the souk. Alain marrying late. Khamis bin Hamouda is 130 years old. He is fit, healthy, and happy with his life, but he has one regret. Khamis did not marry until he was 60, and now he feels he left it too late. When he was a young man, Khamis was a sailor, and he was away so much that he didn't find time to get married until he was almost an old man. He later married a second wife, but only had one daughter from his two marriages. He now lives in Alain in a house given to him by the government. He also gets a pension. Every month he receives 3,400 dirhams, which is enough for him to buy everything he needs. Hong Kong. An Indian man who tried to sneak into Hong Kong inside a suitcase, carried by another traveler, was sent to prison yesterday for 18 months. The man, Raja Kamran, was deported from Hong Kong 6 months ago for illegal business activities. Last month, he flew into China and then caught a bus to the border, where he made a deal with another man to get him across the border. He bought a large suitcase, measuring 81 centimeters by 55 centimeters, and locked himself inside. The border officials were suspicious because of the unusual large size of the suitcase and ordered it to be opened. The man who carried the suitcase pleaded innocent, saying that he did not know what was inside the suitcase. He said he thought it was very heavy because he believed it contained books. The authorities have not decided about him yet. His case comes up next month.
That is the end of section 2. Section 3. You will hear someone giving a talk. Listen to the talk and answer the questions about it. You do not need to write much, just a name, a number, or a few words. At the end, the talk will be repeated. You now have a few moments to read the questions for Section 3. Now listen to section 3.
If people had to name the two most important musicians in European history, most people would probably choose Wolfgang Amadeus Mozart and the man I'm going to talk about today, Ludwig van Beethoven. It is amazing that the two most famous musicians in the world both spoke German and actually met each other, but more of that later. Beethoven was born in the German town of Bonn, that's B-O-N-N, on December the 17th, 1770. The first musical instrument he learnt was the violin. It was only later that he started to play the instrument for which he was to become famous, the piano. It is surprising that Beethoven loved music because his father, who was also a musician, treated him very badly. He forced him to practice and often pulled him out of bed to play in front of his friends. Most people would have hated music if their father had acted like Beethoven's father. However, Beethoven loved music so much it became his whole life. He published his first piece of music in 1780, when he was only 10 years old. 7 years later, he went to one of the centres of European music, the city of Vienna. It was here that he met that other brilliant musician, Mozart, in 1787. Mozart was famous throughout Europe while Beethoven was only 17. Mozart didn't like Beethoven when they met, but as soon as he heard him play the piano, he knew that he would be famous one day. When his mother died, Beethoven had to leave Vienna to look after the rest of his family, but he returned in 1792 and soon made a lot of money from playing the piano. He played for the royal families of Europe and was in demand everywhere. But in 1801, he began to feel the problem that almost destroyed him. The man who wrote music, played music, lived music, and thought music, began to go deaf. His hearing got so bad that he could not hear the music he was playing or writing. He started to go deaf in 1801. Although he went to doctors for help, nothing helped, and for the last 10 years of his life, he could hear nothing at all. He was stone deaf. But it was during this period when Beethoven wrote some of the most beautiful music the world has ever heard. One of his most famous pieces of music is the Ninth Symphony. Beethoven finished this piece of music in 1823, when he was totally deaf. By this time, he was one of the most famous men in Europe, and when the piece of music was first played, Beethoven insisted on conducting the singers and the orchestra, even though he couldn't hear anything. Nobody wanted to stop the brilliant musician, and so on the first night, Beethoven stood in front of the orchestra and conducted the music. He didn't know that the organizers had secretly put another conductor behind him who was actually controlling the singers and the orchestra. Beethoven conducted the music for about 35 minutes, although he couldn't hear anything. At the end of the concert, he didn't know that the music had stopped, and because he was looking at the orchestra, he couldn't hear the people in the audience who were cheering for one of the most beautiful pieces of music ever written. One of the singers had to take him by the arm and turn him round so that he could see the people cheering him. Beethoven died in 1827. He was born the son of a poor musician. But when he died, 30,000 people went to the graveyard to see him buried. They knew that Germany and the world had lost one of the greatest men who had ever lived.
Now listen again to section 3.
If people had to name the two most important musicians in European history, most people would probably choose Wolfgang Amadeus Mozart and the man I'm going to talk about today, Ludwig van Beethoven. It is amazing that the two most famous musicians in the world both spoke German and actually met each other, but more of that later. Beethoven was born in the German town of Bonn, that's B-O-N-N, on December the 17th, 1770. The first musical instrument he learnt was the violin. It was only later that he started to play the instrument for which he was to become famous, the piano. It is surprising that Beethoven loved music because his father, who was also a musician, treated him very badly. He forced him to practice and often pulled him out of bed to play in front of his friends. Most people would have hated music if their father had acted like Beethoven's father. However, Beethoven loved music so much it became his whole life. He published his first piece of music in 1780, when he was only 10 years old. 7 years later, he went to one of the centres of European music, the city of Vienna. It was here that he met that other brilliant musician, Mozart, in 1787. Mozart was famous throughout Europe while Beethoven was only 17. Mozart didn't like Beethoven when they met, but as soon as he heard him play the piano, he knew that he would be famous one day. When his mother died, Beethoven had to leave Vienna to look after the rest of his family, but he returned in 1792 and soon made a lot of money from playing the piano. He played for the royal families of Europe and was in demand everywhere. But in 1801, he began to feel the problem that almost destroyed him. The man who wrote music, played music, lived music, and thought music, began to go deaf. His hearing got so bad that he could not hear the music he was playing or writing. He started to go deaf in 1801. Although he went to doctors for help, nothing helped, and for the last 10 years of his life, he could hear nothing at all. He was stone deaf. But it was during this period when Beethoven wrote some of the most beautiful music the world has ever heard. One of his most famous pieces of music is the Ninth Symphony. Beethoven finished this piece of music in 1823, when he was totally deaf. By this time, he was one of the most famous men in Europe, and when the piece of music was first played, Beethoven insisted on conducting the singers and the orchestra, even though he couldn't hear anything. Nobody wanted to stop the brilliant musician, and so on the first night, Beethoven stood in front of the orchestra and conducted the music. He didn't know that the organizers had secretly put another conductor behind him who was actually controlling the singers and the orchestra. Beethoven conducted the music for about 35 minutes, although he couldn't hear anything. At the end of the concert, he didn't know that the music had stopped, and because he was looking at the orchestra, he couldn't hear the people in the audience who were cheering for one of the most beautiful pieces of music ever written. One of the singers had to take him by the arm and turn him round so that he could see the people cheering him. Beethoven died in 1827. He was born the son of a poor musician. But when he died, 30,000 people went to the graveyard to see him buried. They knew that Germany and the world had lost one of the greatest men who had ever lived.
That is the end of the exam. You now have 10 minutes to transfer your answers onto the answer sheet.